These are continuing thoughts on paired leadership, the second in an ongoing series. As I wrote last week, in some key paired leadership situations, there are pure equals like spouses and co-founders, but often your paired leader or partner is beneath you in the hierarchy. You are each vital to the team and organization and, of course, vital to each other. So you can do one of three things. One, help each other to greatness. Two, muddle or middle along on parallel tracks. But you can also, three, make it harder for each other. Make each other worse for the work and for life, i.e., act more like adversaries than partners. This last scenario explains why people don't quit companies, they quit managers. When you're above your partner, as a boss is to a worker, a parent to child, a teacher to student, or police officer to citizen, then there are a few key lessons for generating truly transformational partnership or paired leadership. I will share these top-down partnership lessons in the coming weeks, but let's begin with the template for all hierarchical partnerships, parent to child. We begin a new job as we begin life itself in huge dependency. And if the parent slash boss does it right, then the child slash worker grows more and more independent, becoming a truly equal partner and possibly even surpassing their leader upon life's social ladders. You can imagine a diagram in which you begin in a purely vertical relationship with a line going from the parent at top to the child. And then the effort of the parent or manager is always then to push that bar from vertical toward horizontal, such that the two become peers, able to fully challenge, support, and partner with each other. I begin with a story of how I nearly completely destroyed this ideal path to partnership. Today, the story. Then, in the next couple weeks, I, and I hope you'll partner along with me, will share other key insights from this nearly tragic story and the template it affords. Perhaps you will recognize yourself in my story as you have been a parent or a boss or perhaps are even now. I have provoked more difficulty and more pain for my daughter, Kate, than I have generated for any other person on the earth, and likely caused more pain for her than anyone else in the world has caused for her. This is a painful admission, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. And partnerships almost always work in a reciprocal way. So I can say that no single person on the earth has prompted as much pain and defeat for me in my life as has Kate. She has grown up, and parenthetically, I have grown down from my imagined heights, so that she has become my single most important and productive partner for leadership, learning, and growth. We are today equals. We are a horizontal bar, and we gently lift each other's side of the bar a little higher, bit by bit, always coming from and returning to equal respect. But 5, 10, 15 years ago, if you had asked my wife, relatives, or Kate or me if that would ever be possible, the answer would have been one of uproarious disbelief at the mere question. Indeed, if Kate had been my direct report rather than my daughter, she would have wisely quit my employ a long, long time ago. Kate brought challenge. Our first and beautiful baby, she was tortured by some literally unspeakable hours-long pain every single night for about 3 of her first months with us. She cried inconsolably. Jennifer and I took turns in the basement with her so the other could get a night's solid sleep. The poor thing was, of course, powerless to communicate. Consequently, we were powerless to understand or try to find relief. She grew out of that pain and grew into a marvelously driven, confident, challenging, and idealistic young person. She chose how she would dress. She asked about what she didn't get, and she fought from a sense of justice from her earliest days. We were two lawyer parents blessed with a budding litigant. Of course, it didn't feel marvelous when she asked why of everything and became more sophisticated and intellectually provocative with every passing year, well into her teens. Perhaps you had a child whose terrible twos seemed interminable, or perhaps you have someone on your team in a permanent state of pushing back, unceasingly challenging you and everyone else. Or, flipping the axis for a minute, perhaps you and your manager partner continually butt heads on an issue in which you are both 100% convinced you are right. And of course, your manager, like the parent I was, gets to make the call. Well, this was Kate and me. I used to read her the story about the Zacks from Dr. Seuss's best book, The Sneetches and Other Stories. In this tale, the north-going and south-going Zacks meet in the middle, and neither of these hairy Seuss creatures will budge an inch. So, as family and world bent around Kate and me, we did not budge. In one struggle over who knows what, we were face to face in the driveway. I denied her car keys until the issue was resolved to my satisfaction. After 30 minutes, her sister and friends went back in the house till the standoff between these two warriors ended. I will stop here for now, mindful of your time and curious about your thoughts. I had the position of authority, so why did I, a reasonably smart guy with a decent amount of self and other awareness, steeped in theology, psychology, and politics, fail so epically to lead with my best self? What is the central challenge, do you think, in creating powerful partnerships with those beneath us, especially those who may vex us? I'm curious about your honest take on when, if, you've been in such straits. What could or should you have done? Why were you, like me, stuck and ineffective? And what got you unstuck? So please do comment. I'm curious about the lessons you have learned grappling with how to partner when you have greater power but aren't using it well, when you're leading with something other than your best self.